Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun, and we continue. Let's start with the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis, where the Mishnah talks all about the proper nusach of Birchas Hamazon, Birchas Zimun. The latter three brachos, or four brachos, the Mishnah already quoted, discussed yesterday who made those brachos, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua, and David and Shlomo, each upon the event that related most of their life. And now we have, what about the bracha of Zimun itself? So, says the Mishnah, Ketza Mezamnin, Bishlosha Amar Nevarech, when three people bench together, Nevarech, as we've said, Rabosai, Nevarech, Rabosai is extra. That's just to get everybody's attention. But Nevarech is the beginning of the Iker Hazima. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. We're doing a lot of Shulchan Aruchs today. Kuf Tzadik Beis. Beginning of Kuf Tzadik Beis. Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Nevarech Shechana Mishalo, Behein Onim, Omer Barach Shechana Mishalo, Tzvah Chayinu, Vuhu Chozer. We continue. And then he says that the Rabosai is the is extra. That is not quoted. Mishnah Berurah. Mizeh Noagim Lomar, B'lashon Askenaz, Rabosai Mir Velen Benchen. V'hein Omer Yishev Hashem V'rach Meitav Ad Olam. That's in the Mishnah Berurah here. But that is just to be mazhir them that he is about to bench. That is the extra, the Rabosai. But that is not part of the Iker Bracha of Zimun. So when we have three, we say Nevarech, B'shloshav V'hu Omer Baruch Hu. But if there's three besides him, so he's number four, then he just says a lashon of a command to them without including himself. So he says Baruch Hu. Basara Omer Nevarech Elokeinu. With 10, he says Nevarech Elokeinu. Basara V'hu Omer Baruch Hu. And if there's 11, he doesn't have to include himself, therefore he says Baruch Hu. Echad Asara V'echad Asara Ribo. Whether it's 10 or whether it's 10,000. Doesn't matter, Asar Rebo, 10, 100,000. If Rebo is 10,000, so then 10,000 is 100,000. Either way, it doesn't make a difference, the number. B'meya hu omer, nevarech Hashem alokeinu. B'meya v'hu omer baruchu. B'elef hu omer, nevarech Hashem alokeinu, alokei Yisrael. B'elef v'hu omer baruchu. Right, all the different Lashonos, always changing based on whether he is needed to make up the number. Beribo Omer Nevarech Lashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. If you bench with this many people, it says it's whole long nusach. Hashem, our God, the God of our Yisrael, Elokei Tzvakos, Yoshev HaKruvim Alamazon Shachalnu. The Meshachachman Chumash relates this to the Rebo in the Mishkan, and that's where the Kruvim were, and that's why it's connected and related to that. Beribo Vahu Omer Baruchu Kenyin Shehu Mevarech Kach Onin Acharav. Whatever he says, that's what is answered. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakos Yoshev HaKruvim Alamazon Shachalnu. That's the bracha. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omer Lefi Rov HaKahal Hei Mevarchim. As we'll see in the Mishnah, this is really, up until now, has been reflecting the sheet of Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who says we base our Aniyah and Nusach based on how many people are there. Lefi Rov HaKahal Hei Mevarchim. Shnemar B'makelos Baruchu Elokim Hashem Yimakar Yisrael. In multitudes we shall bless Hashem. Amar Rabbi Akiva, no. Mama Sidi Bebe Sakanases. Echan Rubim Echan Muatim. Rabbi Akiva says, well, why not in shul? When you get an aliyah in a large shul, you don't make a different bracha, different nusach bracha than in a small shul. You just say the same bracha. So, Omer, Baruch Hu Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Baruch Hu Hashem Amavorach. Either way, Rabbi Akiva says it shouldn't make a difference, and therefore the nusach is always the same in benching as well. Tosas discusses, why is there such a difference? If both places, you're mentioning Shem Hashem, Tosfos says in Dibur Maschal, Amar Rabbi Akiva, second line, Umayshta depligi bebirchas hamazon, umod bebeis haknesses. Why is it that Rabbi, the first opinion, even Rabbi Zeglili agrees in shul, you don't say something different because you have a certain amount of people. V'yesh lomar, devadai lo chilko bein asar lemeya betfila, de'elu nichnasim ve'elu yotzim, v'lava daita deshliach tzibur. Interesting. It sounds like in shul, it's not a fundamental difference. It's just like in shul, people are always coming and going. It's not like you could say, okay, this is the amount of people in shul. Because people leave early, they come late. In benching, like, you're there for benching. Like, who's leaving before benching? Ava berchas hamazon, shein kvuin u'ravim sham yachad, in l'taus bazeh shein yotzen alach berchas hamazon. So according to that toast, it sounds like a non-fundamental answer. They really, theoretically, Rabbi Yosef Aglili would say that there's a difference by Beis HaKnesses also. It's just that people leave. We can't put our finger on how many people are in shul. A little unusual. You might say that if there's so many people in shul, there's at least a certain minimum You know there's 100. You know there's b'chulu. But either way, he says maybe the point is a specific number. Not that you have a minimum number, but you can't put your finger on a specific number, and therefore it is not going to be make a difference. So the Chashugei Chebbe discusses, is it better if you have a choice to daven in a shul with 100 people? Or less than 100 people? If you know there's a shul with 90 and a shul with 100. Does it make a difference? So he discusses based on Tosfos. Would you say that? According to Tosfos, fundamentally, it sounds like there will be a difference according to Rabbi Yosef Luli. We possibly like Rabbi Akiva anyway. But either way, he has that discussion. Would we say that based on Barov Am Hadras Melech? Good. Amar Shmuel, says the Gemara. La'olam al yotzi adam ez asmo min haklal. Shmuel says, never be motzi oneself from the cloud. That's his rule. Right? The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Shuva. One of the Dvarim Hama'akvim, it's a Shuva. In Yonah the Yomo, one of the items is Parish Asma Min HaTzibur. If I separate myself from Tzibur, that's one of the items where I lose the Schus HaTzibur. So Shmuel says, I should never be motzi myself from the cloud. Tanan. So why in the Mishnah does it say B'shlosha V'Homer Baruch Hu, if I am the extra person, I'm the fourth, I'm the 11th, V'Chu, do I say Baruch Hu? I don't say Nivarech, which would be including me. I say Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Ema Af Baruch Hu. What it means is, you can say Baruch Hu. Mikam Akum Nevarech Adif, but you're right, Nevarech would be better, because Nevarech would be including you. Damar of Ada Bar Ava, Amri Bey Rav Chanina, Vav Nechlokin Adyud, as the next Mishnah says. So we're going to have it. Right, if you have six people, so they can split up and make two different zimuns until you get to 10. Once you get to 10, you can't split up, because then you're going to have Elokeinu. So, I amrit bishlama nevarech adif. If you say nevarech is better, but you can't say baruch hu, but nevarech is adif, bishim hachi, nechlokin, that's why we hold it. You could be nechlok. Split up three of three. Ela, I amrit baruch hu adif. But if you say baruch hu is adif, am I nechlokin? If you say baruch hu is better, they shouldn't be able to split up, because once you split up into three and three, you can't say baruch hu anymore. He has to be included. And the Mishnah says you can't split up. So you could have, let's say if you have eight, you can split up. So El Alav, Shmamina Nevarech Adif Shmamina, must be that Nevarech is Adif. Because you would always include yourself anyway. Tosis discusses here about Baruch Hu. Second to the bottom Tosis. Don't take yourself out of the cloud. Uparach B'Yerushalmi. Menachor B'Torah Menachazin. So why do we say Baruch Hu? By the Chazin, why do we say Baruch Hu by an Aliyah? We don't say Nevarech Es Hashem Amvorach. Just sounds weird because we don't say it. But why not? So Tosfos says, because we repeat Baruch Hashem Hamavorach Le'olam Va'ed, that's already we include. We don't say Nevarech, but we repeat. Kivan She'omer Hamavorach Ein Zemosi Asma Min HaKlal. We repeat what the Kehillah said, so that's why it is not going to be a problem. Just hit me that I remember seeing a while ago in the Baruch Sha'amar, Torah to be considered that he's against repeating. I have to remember what he does with this Gemara. He's against the Chazan repeating Baruch Hashem Baruch Leolam Vaed. He brings a couple of rayas. I don't remember. I would have brought it, but I just remember from in his Siddur he's against it. But I don't remember what he does with this Gemara. And Tosas says L'chora you should repeat, which is the Minhag Olam. Tani Nami Hachi, continuing Bein Shamar Baruch Hu Bein Shamar Nevarech Ein Tofsin Oso Alkach. Whatever a person says. You don't grab him on it, meaning whatever he says is good. V'hanakdonin, but the nakdonim, they are makpid. Rashi says the dafkanim. The nakdonim are the dafkanim. Those who are very makpid about the language that they use. Tofsin oso akach, they are makpid about it. Dafka say, nivarech. Umi birchosev shel adam, nikar im tamar chacham ihu imlav. With the way that a person makes a bracha, says the Tosefta, one can tell if he is a tamar chacham or not. Why? Depending on the lashes. Now we're expanding. Not just to bircha zimun, now we're going into the first bracha of benching. Ketzad, so what exactly is the, how do you determine what are the proper words to say or not? So Rebbe Omer, a couple of words. First, uvituvo, that's at the end of bircha zimun. Uvituvo, chayinu, right? So, but uvituvo, hareze tabal chacham. That's great, wonderful. In God's goodness. Umituvo, hareze bor. And from God's goodness, that's a bor. That is not a smart individual. That's a bor. That's an am haaretz. Why? What's the difference? What does mi tuvo sound like? So Rashi says that you're being memait the tov of Hashem from Hashem's goodness. But Hashem isn't all good. He doesn't give us all the good. Mi tuvo. That's Rashi. That it's limiting. Shem memait b'tagmuloshav shel makom. that I am mimait the gemul. What Hashem gives me, I'm mimait. The Marsha says, maybe it's mashma mimait, that somehow when Hashem gives, he's minimized in some way. Umituvo chayinu. He becomes smaller, so to speak. And that's the bor element. That's the Marsha right here. Ki'ilu ka'od yishlomar. He quotes Rashi. He quotes Rashi that he says, Ki'ilu kaviyachol, mashehu nosein mituvo la'adam, hu mechaser me'atzmo. Kemidas basav adam. Mashehu nosein la'acher, hu mechaser me'atzmo. Mashehu, kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, temidas tuvo la'olam lo yechzar. V'yalkein neima, kochach neima, uvituvo. Demashe shlo yechzar tuvo gamtru meitiv le'acherim. So that's why we should say, uvituvo. That's why we do say, uvituvo chayinu. Amalei abay alar avdimi, v'haksiv, umi birchascha yivarech. Base of the Chalolam, but Pasuk says, and from your bracha, but it says at the beginning of Shmuel base, you should bless the house of your servant. So Bishaela Shaini. There's a difference between praise and Bakasha. When it comes to Bakasha, asking, we could ask Hashem for a little bit. Hashem, please, just a little bit. That's not inappropriate. When we're praising Hashem, we can't limit it. We have to say exactly v'tuvo chayinu, but when we are asking, that is okay for she'ela. One second, she'ela na'amik haksiv, harchev picha v'amaleu. By she'ela we also say, Hashem, we want everything, right? Hashem says, widen your mouth and I'll fill it. And Hashem fills us up, we shouldn't limit it. So, ahub b'divrei Torah ksiv. That's not stam asking for anything, but that's b'divrei Torah, Hashem, we're asking Hashem to fill up our mouth. Okay, so that is all vituvo versus mituvo. Next, Tanya, Rabbi Omer, vituvo chayinu, hareze tavar chacham. In his goodness we live, so that is wonderful. Chayim, hareze bar, same thing. Instead of saying chayinu, including oneself, say chayim, so that is bar, one has to include oneself. Nahar bloi, masni ifcha. Now, Bloy assumes the opposite, that Chaim is better because you include, Rashi says, Kol Ba'e Olam, include everybody in the world, and Veles Hilchasa Kenar Bloy, but we don't say that, we hold Chayinu is appropriate. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Next Lashon. Nevarek She'achal Nomi Shalo, Arizat Tamar Chacham. We ate from the food that was his, Mishalo, Nevarek She'achal Nomi Shalo, Arizat Tamar Chacham. Lemi She'achal Nomi Shalo, Arizat Bar. Another different lashon to the one who we ate from, and to the one that we ate from him. Why is that a problem? What is the lemi? So again, Rashi here says it is giving off the impression that there are many sources, and this is the source that we're choosing from. Lemi to that one over there. Chas v'shalom. Says Rashi, Mashma Merubin Hain, Zezoneze, Vizezoneze, Ulafid Varad, Mavarachas Balabayas. I'm choosing the one to give the bracha to. No, you have to say, Shechal Nemishalo. That's it. Don't give any impression there's anyone, any other being involved. No, everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rabbi Yoni here says, you're mentioning someone, Lemi. Mistam, if you don't mention anybody, it's Hashem. Any type of mention of trying to limit and define it would be a problem. Let's talk about the Rabbi Yona Lamed Vavma base. Chomar, kiva sheomer hadavar stam vade muchacha milsa de lekutcha brichu kabarach. Avok sheomer lemi hoava omer shame prati nirish al adam yadua omer. If I don't specify at all, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I specify, that's already mashma, a person or a being, and that would be a boor, that would be inappropriate. Okay. Amr Efuna Breder of Yeshua, Lo Amran Ella Begimel. Did I skip one? Yeah, I skipped one. Go back. Amalei Rav Acha Bered the Rav Alarvashi V'ha Amrin on Lamisha Asalav Usein of Alanu Askalani Seva Elu. I we say in Birchas Ga'alanu at the Seder we use this Lashon Lamisha Asalav Useinu. So what's the difference between our case Lamisha Achalnu? We say that in Asher Ga'alanu Amalei Hasa Muchacha Milsa Man Avid Nisei Kutcha Brichu. No, that's clear. Who are we describing? We're describing someone, we're not saying someone who gives us food now, where it's unclear, one might say. We're describing the history, we're describing Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the one who has done nisim for us, that's obviously Hashem. And that's from the bracha at the end. It reminds us of the discussion of the Rishonim and the Achronim by the Seder. Is there a bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? Is there a bracha? So it doesn't sound like it. Is there a bracha? So some suggest it's the Kiddush bracha. Some suggest it's this bracha. Asher Galvad V'Galtzav HaSeder. It's the bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that might be what's behind this line also. It's all about the nisim. That's the point of this bracha. It's the bracha on Sipur, therefore one doesn't have the danger of the other lashonas. Remember, we like to quote the Nesivus in his Haggadah, in the Maisa Nisim on the Haggadah, where he deals with this question as follows. Why isn't there no bracha? So the Nesivus says that whenever there is a mitzvah that is itself a bracha, or is done in the context of a bracha, so that does not get its own birchas ha-mitzvah. So, for example, benching. Benching is a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that's a bracha. Before we bench, we don't say, Baruch HaShem HaKadim HaChalam, Asher HaShem HaTzvanu L'Varech HaLamazon. Don't say that. You don't say, before we daven, we don't make a bracha. Even if there's no issue of smichas gula tefillah, let's say by mincha. Right? Before, whenever we do any mitzvah that is a bracha, or done in the context of a bracha, one does not get its own bracha. Birchas Kriyashma is done in the context of Birchas Kriyashma. Therefore, again, it does not get its own bracha. The Baal Amor says, in Yonah Diyoma, the Baal Amor says that in the days of old, they did not blow shofar before Shmona Esrei. They only blow during Shmona Esrei. They would know what we call Tkiyas Demiyushaf. It was only during Shmona Esrei. And says the Baal Amor, they didn't make a bracha on shofar. Bizmanahu. Why? Same reason. Because that's done, shofar was done in the context of Shmona Esrei. Bizmanahu, we also do it beforehand. And therefore, we make a bracha on shofar. But in a time when it was only done in that context, therefore, no bracha was recited. So to hear, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is done, says the Nesivus, in the context of the four kosos, Kiddush, and Magid, and Hallel, and Berachas HaMazon, not in that order, Berachas HaMazon and Hallel, and therefore, one does not get its own, it does not require its own bracha. There are other examples, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Baruch she'achalnu, or Nivarech she'achalnu mishalor reizeh tam hachacham. That's what we're supposed to say. Al hamazon she'achalnu reizeh bor. Limiting it to food, al hamazon, that is a bor. Why? What is the problem of al hamazon? Rashi, without saying mishalor. That was the problem here, not the mazon. But you didn't say mishalor. That's what Rashi says. Tosis here says, no, that your mashma, that you're limiting it to only because he gave us food, he's deserving of a bracha. Right, but without this, he wouldn't be. Either way, something is inappropriate about the lashon. Amar Afuna Breda of Yeshua Lo Amar Ela Begimel. This is only where you only have three. That's where you shouldn't focus on the mazon. Deleka Sheb Shemayim Avo Basara Dika Sheb Shemayim Mucha Milsa Kiditznan. Right, if there are 10, you're saying Shem Hashem anyway, so there's more flexibility. Okay, that's not, like the Mishnah said, okay, Nishu Mavarach, Kacho Ninach, Arav, Baruch Hashem, Elkei Yisrael, Elkei Tzakos, Yashav, Yakruvim, Alamazon, Shachal, all the extra Lashonos. So once you're mentioning Shem Hashem, then it is different. It's not clear in the Shulchan Aruch, the Minhag that some have, when Shem Hashem is mentioned, in terms of standing up, when we say Baruch, Elokeinu, Shachal, Mishalom, or going up a little bit, that seems to be a late-breaking Minhag it's not in the early sources in terms of having to stand up for that. It's not a davar shebekdusha in the normal sense, where we know the Ashkenaz custom is to stand up for every davar shebekdusha, for Baruch Hu and for Yesh Bei Rabba and for any davar shebekdusha. So that's where it obviously came from, assuming that when we say Shem Hashem, Nevarech Elokeinu, that is a davar shebekdusha. But the Me'ikra did, it does not seem like one needs it. That's why people aren't as machmed about it. They just do the little, body tilt. Right, not an exact standing. Either Maker or Din, one does not have to do this, not in the Gemara. Okay, two dots. The Mishnah is self-contradictory, as we mentioned it before. First we say, doesn't make a difference if it's 10 or 10,000. So it doesn't make a difference, the number. B'meya omer, be'elef omer, b'riba omer, v'chulu. Right? It makes a difference, whatever number it is. Some Rav Yosef, v'akasha, har b'yosef glili, har b'yakifa. Each line of the Mishnah is reflecting a different shita. Ditznan, b'rav yosef glili omer, l'fi rov hakal, hey mevarchim, shnemer b'makalos, baruch elokim. Really, that line is going like only one of the Tanaim. Rav Yosef Glili says it makes a difference how many people are there, and Rabbi Akiva says not. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ma Matzim Beis Haknesses. Rabbi Akiva answered back, what about in Shul? In Shul doesn't make a difference how many people there are. We always say the same bracha. So why should it be different in Berachas Hamazon? So Rabbi Akiva, high crowd, Rabbi Yosef Glili, my Avilei. What does Rabbi Akiva do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yosef Glili? It's not so common for a Mishnah to quote a pasuk. The source, right? That's usually left for the Gemara. It's interesting here that it's quoted, and it's not even like such a, it's like a remez. Interesting why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi felt the need to put this pasuk into the Mishnais. But the Gemara thinks it's a problem, where it says, what does Rabbi Akiva do with that pasuk? He used it for the following agadata. Hayer Rabbi Meir Omer, Minayin Shafilu Ubarin Shebemei Iman. Amru Shira Alayam. How do I know that even the fetuses at Shira's Hayam sung Shira? Right, they were pregnant. There was a pregnant women. Meaning what? They got pregnant in Mitzrayim. Pashtus. Right, it was before 40 days. But they got pregnant in Mitzrayim. So it was the women, right, that the Nashim said Kaniyos, like the Gemara describes in Masechta Sota, that didn't let the next generation of Jews not be born. Right? So they were already pregnant. So how do you know the fetuses also sung Shira? Shneamar bim makelos baruchu aloshkim Hashem mi makor Yisrael. The makor, which is always known as the uterus in halacha. So even the makelos in multitudes, even from the makor they sung Shira. Ve'idach mi makor nafka. And Rabbi Yosef Glili, yeah, you learn it from the word makar. I'm focusing on the word makelos. You're learning it from the word makar. Okay, Amarava halach Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Rabbi Akiva anyway, that we don't change the nusach. Rav Silverstein wonders, what's the nafkamina? I have to know that the fetus is sung Shira. That's so important. And what does he do with this pasuk? That the fetus is sung Shira. L'may nafkamina. So he quotes the Gemara Maseches Yoma. Wow, Yoma Pei Beis. Hahi ubara da archav Yom Kippurim. There was a certain pregnant woman who smelled food on Yom Kippur. It's like, oh, I gotta have it or else I'm gonna die. Right, I have to have it. And they started whispering to her, right, calming her down, and she was able to be calmed down. The Gemara says, Kari alei b'terem etzrich b'abatin idatich, nafek minei Rabbi Yochanan. That was Rabbi Yochanan's mother, right, who accepted the being calmed down. It must have been a case where there wasn't a real medical danger. But then, there was another pregnant woman. Luckily, they tried to calm her down, and she wouldn't listen, even though the context is clear that she didn't need to eat this food. So, kari alei, zur rishame rechem, nafek minei, shabtai atzar pera. Not such a great tzaddik came out of her. That's the Gemara. And the Shara Tzion, right, I mean, the Meiri and that Gemara, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, and the Shara Tzion quotes, Shek Shaloch Shin La Me'inyin Hayom, Mitzarfim B'Divreim Haftacha Al Ha'ubar, Shet Tzyashiv Daita, Te Betucha Al Ubar, Shet Yirat Hashem Mitzuyabo. Special bracha on the Ubar. What do you see from there? Says of Zilberstein, Mitzvos are Mashpios on the Ubar. Fetuses are affected by ruchnius that the mother finds herself in. Right, you don't have to look further than Shimshon. Kinezir lokim yehei hanar min abaten. And what is she, Eishes Manoach, right, understand from Salaponus, right, I think that was her name. Right, so what does she understand from that instructions for the Malach? That she's got to do it. She's got to do certain behaviors because it's going to affect the Ubar. There it has to do with what she ingests also, in terms of the wine. But this, a number of sources say that there is a hashpa'ah from the outside on the ubar. That's what this Gemara says, right? So even the ubaros were affected by Shiras Hayam, Rasa Yecheskel, Shivchal Yam, Mashal Rasa, Ra Yecheskel Babuzi, and therefore, a woman, that's the Lamaisa. A woman has to take care of herself where she goes during the pregnancy. Yeshkan hara loaisa sheroy liishem uberes lalechas labate knesios umidrashos asher sham omrim shira v'zei yashpia gamala ubrin v'leiz den nirmas v'pasek v'makelos berech olokim v'oz im ha'am yehudi havoz imoz yivarchu v'makelos yashpia hadavar b'mekor Yisrael. Because others, right, we know the Chazal that tells us that some of the Tanoim brought their babies in the crib, right, during during the Beis Medrash time, the beginning of Masechas Chagiga, Ashri Yoladato is said about certain Tanoim that their mothers brought them, right? That's already babies. We're talking about even before that, even fetuses. Anyway, this is the Gemara. There is a non-halachic issue. It's kind of extra halachic. So that's why I try usually not to answer. But there are many questions about this. Pregnant women going to Beis HaKvaris, going to cemeteries. So that is a big non-halachic issue. Meaning some have the, remember it was once a relative of mine, and we went to Levaya, and there was a woman there, my wife was pregnant at the time, there was a woman there that would not let her go, like anywhere near. Like she was there, she's just like looking at her, and she was clearly pregnant, and she's like, whoa, hey! She's like, it's a mitzvah, it's a relative, like mitzvah's doche aminug, right? And she's like, no, you can't! And she's like forced her not to go anywhere near, like stay in the ulam, but not to go anywhere near the kvaris. You know, it's cause a fight, but anyway, but that's the only halachic issue is the rokeach. The rokeach in Hilchos Avelos. The rokeach has quoted that if you have an Ashes Kohen that's pregnant, is she allowed to go? Because then there's an issue of possible Tumas Kohen. If she's pregnant with a boy, she's pregnant with a Kohen, so then the rokeach has his much discussed Svek Sveka. Maybe the Ubar is going to be a Nefel, and even if it's a Bar Kayama, maybe it's a girl. So because that's Svek Sveka, he allows an Ashes Kohen to go. That's the big Shiloh Bezmanazeh. What if a woman went and saw, knows what it is? What if she knows it's a boy? You only have one Suffolk. So do you say that the ability to see changes the Halacha? Lachore does. Lachore is not a Suffolk, if one knows for sure. But that is a big discussion. Is there really Tumas Kohanim before a child is born? Does he really have to be separate from it? Rav Shechter has an article in Be'ikvei Hatzon where he discusses this, and he quotes some Achronim who have the idea that there is two ideas. There's Tumas Kohanim, and then there's an issue of Kohen being in proximity of Tuma, even if there's no specifically bona fide Tuma. He discusses the issues of a Kohen being in a house with a Goses. And some of the sources don't say, oh, it's purely because the person might die and then he might become Tameh. Per se, just being in the house of a Goses, someone who's about to die, that also might be somewhat problematic. Just for that reason, let's say he leaves before the person dies. Okay, there are a couple of examples of being in proximity, and he puts this one on the list also. This issue of the rokeach, even if there's no tumas kohanim by a fetus, it could be that there's other issues. I'm not posketing. I'm just noting that this is an issue discussed. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ravina of Rav Chama, Barbuzi, equal to Bei Reish Galusa. They went to visit the Reish Galusa. Come Rav Chama, Vikamahadir Bei Meya. Rav Chama got up and started looking for 100. I want to get 100 to be able to bench properly. That's challenging. Now sometimes we look for a minion. You know, imagine who's the 100th? Right, we look for the center. Right, he's looking for the 100th. Who's the 100th? Amalei Ravina, Lo Tzricha Zachi. You don't need this. What's your problem? Don't worry about it. Amar Rava, Lach Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rava, Ki Achlinan Rifta Be Reish Galusa. Rava says when we used to eat by the Reish Galusa, Mevarch and Gimel Gimel, we used to make little mezumins, little zimuns, three at a time. V'livrichu Yud Yud. Why? What about 10-10? So Shama Reish Galusa Veikpid. If we did 10, he'll hear that we're benching before the end of the meal, which we need to, and then he'll be upset. If you do a little 3, nobody's going to notice. But if you do 10, it's going to be noticeable. So if a nifka bebrecha to the Reish Galusa, why don't you just be yotze with his bracha? What are you making your own bracha for? Why don't you wait till the end? Ooh, interesting line. I did the avshu kule alma lo shami. Because there are so many people there, you're not going to hear it. You're not going to hear it. Oh, is there a tzorich for Zimun to hear? Sounds like from this Gemara. You have to hear it. You have to hear the nivarech. Right, Bershus, all the Bershus are added, but the Nivarech is the Iker. Sounds like it has to be heard. Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadik Dalid, Sif Aleph. If one doesn't hear it, it is a problem, right? This is the, I guess we'll get to this afterwards, because I want to, right, we'll, should I say it now? Right, Kuf Sada Gimel, it's the previous Simon. Kuf Sada Gimel, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Shaim She'achlu, talks about who is Poter, each one. It talks about the days when they made brachas, they made it, one for the other one. Trying to find the line. Mifzer Lachzer Achara Asara, Miyum, Hayu Rabim Mesubin Yachad, Ve'edim Yecholim Lishma Birchas Hazimun, Mipiyam Avarech. They can't hear the Birchas Hazimun. Right, says the Magen Avraham. If they can hear the Birchas Hazimun, it's good enough, even if they can't hear the benching. That's okay. But as long as they hear the Birka Zimun, Ve'ena Marshalim L'chalik L'chabur Shal Asar Asar B'nei Shiyis Sarkal Avarach B'kol Rom B'yishav Alabayis V'yakman Aleyem Yechol L'chalik V'zeh Tov L'hem Yimashalo Yeitzu Yidei Chovas Birka Zimun Sh'yeinim Yechol L'shmo Mipi Amavarech. So this could come up. Let's say, at a wedding, we'll use a microphone. Fine. But let's say it's Shabbos. Let's say you're davening in a, you're eating in a big place for Shabbos, and you assume that the person's not gonna, you're not gonna hear the person. Or let's say you didn't hear the person. Right, then you can have another Zimun. You're not Yotze if one didn't hear it. Good. A little bit more. Amar Rabba Tosva. Oh, even before we do that, what's we're talking about, Zimuns by benchings, we have to mention Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's Tshuva in Chelek Aleph. All the way, way back in 19. Let's say what year it is. Let's say what year it is. Okay, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Vav. V'dvar Elu she'en yecholon l'chakos b'sudas ha'chupa. We're going to learn the next Mishnah, we learn the next Mishnah. If you're in the situation of a Zimun, you can't leave. You have to bench with everybody. So what about at a wedding? Right? It's 12 o'clock at night, I want to leave. And they're not going to bench for another hour. So Rav Moshe says, what do? Are you allowed to leave before Shavuot Brachas? Is that a slap in the face of the Chas and the Kala? Right? We had earlier, right? Have a Chas of a Kala, Zocha la Torah. Right? So what does one do? Below Shavuot Brachas. Can you leave before Shavuot Brachas? So he wrote this, and he says, Vada, he says, I agree with the questioner. Shechiv Shavuot Brachas Achar Asuda, who I'll call Ha'ochlim. Well, this is a big lumdus question. Is the Chiv of Shavuot Brachas on a Chasim Lekala or on everybody else? See, if it's on everybody else, that makes it a more serious question. Are you allowed to leave? Hu ala ochlim, misu the sachupa, vafel ilushin roan is a chasan. The chiv, says Moshe, you're right, is on the others around. So what do you say about this case? She says, but I have to come up with a case, an answer. Avahu davar she'i efshar. Lekama anashim, lechakos ad achar gemar suda, she'imshach lefamim ad achar chatzos balayla, kishtayim mushal oshos, fachi yavo lebeisam uod yoser, misha umuchachim lakum bashkam lezarach panasasam, ulevarach mar, so you can't do that. And you can't make your own shavuot brachas, because you can't do it without the chasan and the kala there. And also, the balichup of achasan, vachal yakpidu. Well, you're going to make your own shavuot brachas at the table? And the Bali Sifcha can hear about it, forget it. You can't do that. So says Rav Moshe, Avalanias Daiti Yesh Eitzakala, the Elu Harotzim Sholachakos at Gemara Suda, and this is the Minhag of many, say Beferish before you wash. I have in mind not to be Mitzarif. You might say, then you're not getting the Mitzvah of Simcha Chasam Akala. If you have in mind not to be part of the Suda. Says Rav Moshe, no, you can have both. Have in mind not to be Mitzarif, because you're going to want to leave early, but you still sit down. You're part of the Simcha Chasam Akala. And that's why even if you're sitting down, you're not going to mischai bezimun. He says, and that's similar to what the Ramah says in Kufsa the Gimel. If you're in a base akum, and you know you're not going to be able to have a zimun, you're not going to be able to say Shem Hashem, you have it in mind beforehand. That's what the Ramah says. And that's what the Magen Avraham uses this Ramah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av by Sudam Afsekes. We know that the minhag is not to make a zimun by Sudam Afsekes. Says that based on the Magen Avraham, that even if you're sitting three together, Lechad Kilo was supposed to sit separately, it's not even in the situation. But even if one sits together, one does not have a zimun, because it's Kilo you had in mind. You had in mind that not to be mitzarif. So says Rav Moshe, similar to those cases. Right, you have in mind not to be mitzarif, and then it would be okay. It would be okay. And then he says, Baruch Hashem, I got a new Shulchan Aruch that now has a Rosh Shlomo Kluger on the bottom. Our Shulchan Aruch have them. He said, I got a new Shulchan Aruch. He said, I found Rav Shlomo Kluger, who says it beferish. They have three people who had in mind to be machalik, that they could each bench without Zeman. And then at the end, he quotes, Ulefizeh, Yesh Lefarish Ba Derava Eitzel Reish Galusa. And he says, this is how I explain the story, that really it was 10, but he must have had in mind that they're not going to be mitzarif, and therefore be able to be machalik. He says, V'im kein efshar shehuzeu makar haramah. Could be that this Gemara is the Makar for the Ramah that says that you could split up if there is a Sorech. Very important, Rav Moshe. Aleph Nun Vav. Amar Rabba Tosva'a. We continue. Hani Gimel Dekarchi Rifti Bahadi Adadi. If three people ate, V'kadim Chaminayu Baruch Ledaite, and one person didn't realize, it happens sometimes, you bet. I bet you're ready. All right. Beforehand, we had already. Somebody comes late. Whatever, it's already benched already. Don't worry about it. Also, an unknown halacha. Inu nafke b'zimun di day, iul anave b'zimun di tu. Tefishe zimun l'mafreya. They could still bench, if you have three people, one person benched already, let him stick around, he could still be part of the zimun. He could still be part of the zimun. It won't count for his mitzvah zimun, but it will count for their mitzvah zimun. He can't be Yotzei Zimun after benching because of the line we had earlier. Ein Zimun L'mafreya. So that's a tzira for a Zimun, but he's not Yotzei with the Berachah Zimun, but the other two could use him. The other way, if two people already benched, then it's too late. Shulchan Aruch says, it's too late. Only if one person and there's still two left. But if there's two people that benched already, then it's no good. This issue relates to a discussion in the Achronim. There's a lot of discussions in the Lundis. When we say the Bircha Zimun, is the Bircha Zimun Chal on Kol Echad VeEchad? Each of person who takes part in a Zimun has a Chiyuv of the Zimun, or is it Chal on the Klal? The group has a Chiyuv Zimun. But even if I remove myself, this relates to Rav Moshe's Nafkamina also. So that might relate to what's going on here. Even if the person left, but there's a Chiyuv, if he was part of, he's not going to be Yotzei, his personal Chiyuv Zimun if there is one. But he could be part of the global Chi of Zimun. Even after he benched it, he's not being Yosef. There's still a global Chi of Zimun, which the majority still has, and therefore he could still allow that to happen by his being there. It was still Shachalnu Mishalo. That's a Chiddush. You know what it says? But if one person benched already, he could still be Mitztarif. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rafa Bar Papa Iklal Be Kenishta Da Be Gibar. He went to a shul kum, Kar Rabbi Sifra Va'amru Baruch Was Hashem. Ve'ishik Va'amru Hamavorach. He didn't say the last word. Av Shukuli Alma Baruch Was Hamavorach. The whole shul started screaming at him. Amar Rava Pas Yeuchma Bahadi Plugta Lamalach. Rava says Pas Yeuchma Black Kli Bahadi Plugta Lamalach. Why are you entering into a machlokas? What does that mean? Last Rashi. Tov l'chalechot zeh Rebbe Yishmael. It's better for you to hold like Rebbe Yishmael, who says, Baruch Hashem HaMavorah. Because even Rebbe Akiva says you're allowed to do that. Rebbe Akiva just picks one. So it's better to express the opinion that everybody would agree to. And also with the minhagos like Rebbe Yishmael. Interesting, the Taz points out, just has the aura, why is it that in this line of the Gemara, it's clear that, you know, it's better to do something that's Yosef L'Chaladeus. That's what he should have done. We had a Gemara earlier, if you remember, on Daf Lamid Ches. We spoke about what the proper girsa of Hamotzi is. Motzi or Hamotzi, and the one of the Amorim said to the other one, Rav Zvid is an amazing person. He's a Baki Bebrachos. Oh yeah? Let him come in. When he comes by, let me see him. So he comes, and then he makes the bracha of Motzi. He says, oh, what a great person. That's not a great person. Everybody agrees that's okay. He would have said, ha Motzi. So it's just the opposite mentality of our Gemara. There, it sounds like it's better to say something that's a chiddush, to show that this person is right. And here, the best thing, say something, Yosef L'Chaladeus. The Taz discusses that in Kuf Samach Zayin. Why is it that there's a difference between the Nuschos? Okay, says the Mishnah. Gibel Sha'achlu Ka'achas in a Mishnah L'Chalik, as we said. Three people live together, they can't split up. V'chein Dalet, v'chein Chamisha, Vav Nechlakin Adasara. But six are Nechlak until 10. Right, six people can split up. Seven people can split up, because you have two Mizumins until 10. V'yasara in Nechlakin Adachof. But 10 people cannot split up until 20. Part one. Part two, Shtecha Bereshaya Ofchos B'Bayis Echad. Two groups sitting in one house. Bizman, Shemekhsas and Ron Elu Aselu. Hare Elu Mesarfin Lazimun. If they're in one house, they see each other, they can be Mitzarev. Right, let's say you're in a hotel. You have three different families, eating at three different tables in the hotel. They can be Mitzarev Lazimun. Right, because they can each see each other. It's okay. V'im lav, but if they can't see each other, Elu Mizamin La'atzman, V'Elu Mizamin La'atzman. Then they each are Mizamin themselves. In terms of Zimun, Tosfos discusses what about if they're in two houses with the Shamish going back and forth? Could that be Mitztarif?
You have to hear it.
Sorry? They have to hear it. Okay, let's see if they can hear it. Good. There are other interesting Zimun questions that come up here. Well, first of all, in terms of seeing, what if there's a mirror? What if there's a mirror? What if there's a glass window? What if they Skype? Alright, so that's. What do you say about that? So the Shem Sanav Halacha says in Simin Memhe in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says, he quotes the Lev Chaim. Glass is fine. Like we had earlier in the third parak, right? We had Soa Bizachuchis and Erva Bizbashashis, but he quotes, Aval Aide Spiegel, Mara, Sheroim Shtei hence the name Spiegel. They worked in mirrors. Avaladei Marish Aroin Ashtei Chaburis Echadem Chavero Bemarv Aroin Esatzel Mechavero Vade Ein Mitzarfin. He does not assume that can work if it's just if it's a mirror, because that's not real. You're not seeing them. You're seeing the reflection of a glass. You're just seeing through it. So it wouldn't be a problem, right? What about a closed circuit video camera? What about Skype? Those are all one step more removed. You know what? You could have a mizumah with people sitting 6,000 miles away from each other. That's pretty difficult. That's a little tzarchi, and I don't think that would be okay. But either way, these are some issues of zimu. What are some other issues? Can you be mizame? This comes up sometimes. Especially, I might add, last night at Yonah Dioma. Right? Every child wants to break their fast on something else. Right? This one wants this, one wants that. Milchiks, fleishiks. Everybody's eating something. You got to really be worried about the placemats after a fast. So the question is, what if somebody eats milk and somebody eats fleishiks? Are they allowed to be misarif to a mizumin? Somebody had pizza and somebody had steak. So can they be misarif to a mizumin? So that's a big issue. The Kuf Tzadik Vav. In Kuf Tzadik Vav, the Shulchan Aruch talks all about these cases. In Shulchan Aruch, he talks about a different case. He says, what about if one person is Nisar and Pasakum and the other person is not? Also, in Yana Dioma, Seres Yimei Tshuva. Right, so what is the they don't even starif? So the Shulchan Aruch says, based on another Gemara, as long as the tziruf could go in one direction, meaning the one who's not nisar will eat with the person who is nisar. So it goes in one direction at least, so they can be mistarif. If both of them are makpin on the other, if each of them are eating a hechsher that the other one would never eat, so then there's a big shaila about being mistarif. But if at least it could go in one direction, so then it is okay. That's okay. So he says, so for example, says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have a Kohen and a Yisrael eating, and the Kohen is eating Truma, so the Yisrael cannot eat that Truma, and the Yisrael is Makpid on Pasakum, so then, and he's eating, but it goes to both, and the Kohen is not going to Pasakum, and the Yisrael is eating Pasakum. So then they can't be Mistarif, and therefore they can't be Mizan. They can't combine. Also, if they're Mudur Anah from each other, that's in the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes our case. They can be Mistarif. Why? Because the one who's eating Milchus can now eat Fleishiks. Even though it can't go, you can don't go in the opposite order. But it could go in one direction, so it is okay. Unless he's eating hard cheese. If one's eating fleishiks and one's eating the hard type of hard cheese, the fancy Swiss cheese, they have to wait 6 hours afterwards, then they can't be misarif. Because then they cannot combine with each other. Then, what about during the 9 days? Somebody's eating a sudas, is it yesh nisarim gam bazeh? V'ochlem rak me'achal echalav. What if somebody would never eat at a sudas mitzvah? What kind of siyama you're relying on? And the other one is, right, so all these cases are, you have to have somebody in one direction to misarif with the other one. And if they both are not mitzarif with each other, so then they would not be able to combine. Interesting cases. Okay, next, the last line of the Mishnah. Ein mevarchan al hayayin ashitim l'toch hamayim. You don't not let to make a bracha on wine until you put water in it. Wow, it sounds like even Bari Priya Gafen. You don't make a bracha on wine. So Gemara is going to talk about, you might say a different bracha. Devar Eliezer, v'cham omer mevarchan, v'cham say you do make a bracha. My kamash balon, what is the first line of the Mishnah teaching me? Tanina chadazimna, we had the exact words earlier. The exact words at the beginning of the parak. Gimel shachlu kachas chayavan lezamein. Three people in together, they have to make a zoomin. So what's the first line of our Mishnah teaching me? Hakamash balon ki yada amar Rabbi Abba amar Shmuel. Gimel shiyoshu lechol kachas v'adayin lo achlu einam rashon lechale. Even if they didn't eat yet. What does that mean they didn't eat yet? Rabbi Yonah here has three opinions. Three opinions. Number one, even if they didn't eat yet, but I'll read you the opinions. Number one, he says, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, he says, quote the Rif Rabbi Chananel, Shloshi Yeshu Lechol, Ava Bishko Lechad Vechad Ochel Mi Kikaro, that'll be the next version in the Gemara in a minute. Even if they ate, but they each ate from their own bread. Number two, they made Hamotzi. But they didn't eat yet. Right, the first opinion is that. They made a motzi, they didn't eat yet. They each ate less than a kezias. Right? Is that what's koveya for the zimun? What starts them? Okay, now you're stuck together, you can't split. Is it eating but less than a kezias? Even if it's just making hamotzi, it's another daya. And then the most extreme daya, he says, even if they sat down and they didn't even make hamotzi yet. It could be that already is already a kfiya lezimun. That is the Rabbeinu Yonah right here. Big chiddush. Avei shlo schilo dan lechol v'lo brech rabotzi. Einer rashon lechalik. Right? If it's just gomru b'dayton lechol yachad. Right? That's amazing. They didn't even make a motzi yet. Even making a motzi is an amazing shita. So that day it reflects, we mentioned this earlier in the paragraph, Soloveitchik has one of his yartzei shirim is all about bircha zimun, and he says how bircha zimun, there's a chaloshem zimun. When does that chaloshem start? If it's just about, you know, eatings, then it will have to be later. But if there's a chaloshem zimun, the kvius might start right when we sit down. Right when we decide. Already is the mechayev of zimun. But those are the 3 days right here in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Do you have to have started eating, hamotzi, or just sitting down? 3 days on the Aflam Zayin and Aleph in the Daf Erev. Lishna Achrina, Amar Biyav Amar Shvua, Hachik Tani, Gimel Shesh Volecho Kachas. Avish Kol Echad Echad, this is the what I read before from Rabbeinu Yonah, mistakenly. Avish Kol Echad Echad, Ocha Mikakara, Einar Shalom Lechalek. 3 people eating together, even though each of them are eating from their own chala, it's okay. They don't can't split up because they're sitting together. Inami, maybe this is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. If you have 9 people, you have 3 groups, and 6 people, 2 of each group left. You have 3 people left over, but each of them started eating with a chi of zimun. And now there's 3 people left, each from a different group. That's okay. There's still not a lot of people chalei because they each started with a chi of. As long as each of them came from a chi of state when they ate. Amar Rava, and this is only velo Amran ela delo akdimu hanoch va'azman alayo beduchtayos. Obviously, they didn't have their own zimun. If you already had a zimun, you can't do a second zimun. Aval azman alayu beduchtayu parach zimun minayu. Zimun has flew away from them. Right, the situation. Once you did zimun, then you can't do it again. Amar Rava mina Allah. How do I know? It's not. How do I know that once something is split, it no longer has the previous status? It's amazing. A wild connection. We know this from Hilchas Kalim. A Mishnah in Mesechas Kalim. Mita shenignava chetzi. If you have a bed, that paragraph they talk about all different types of beds. When it's still makabel tumah or not, or when it's split. So if half of the bed is stolen. Osha avda chetzi or lost. Osha chalkua ach, another brother split up. Osha shutfen her partner split up. Tahora. It's tar because it's not usable anymore as a bed. Hechziruha, but if they put it back together, mikabelas tuma mikana laba, it's mikabel tuma from here on now. If it was tummy earlier, it doesn't resort back to its previous state. Mikana laba in lamafrayalo. It only becomes tummy mikabel tuma from now, not earlier. Alma, what do you see? Kiven to palguha, parach la tuma mine. Once you split the item, so the chiv of the state of tuma leaves, so achanami, kiven to azman alayah, parach zimun minayu. Since once you did zimun, then parach zimun minayu. It's a very unusual parallel. What is that? What does a bed have to do with the state of zimun? It's like giving it some type of it's not physical, but there's significant. There's something there. There's a quality of a chefsa shel zimun. You see from this Gemara, the parallel. It's not just stomp, people happen to be together. There's a chefza shel zimun of chaloshe mizumin. And that's what you see from this Gemara. The Sharon Mitzonim Ba'alacha here discusses, and he quotes parallel, he quotes what he wrote in Kisa Shulchan Aruch also, about tfilas kalim. If I get a kli that was made by a non-Jew, and I take it apart, and then I put it back together, that could be a seal b'yad Yisrael. This is some of the posts I'm saying about George Foreman's. How do you tovel a George Foreman? So, all different days. Some say, you don't have to tovel it. You don't have to tovel it because, what, you're going to tovel it, it's going to break. Or it's some shade, you only use it when it's connected, when it's plugged in, so it's mechubal karka, so it's not called a kli. All different days. But some say you have to tovel it. So what do you do? Some say you don't have to tovel it. So one of the suggestions given by some of the poskim is to take it apart and put it back together. And that's called a siyah b'yad Yisrael. This should not be tried at home. Except with an expert, somebody. You can't just unscrew and screw because then you didn't take it apart. You got to really take it apart a little bit. Yes, but I'm not suggesting that. Right? There was, in one of the yeshivas, I heard there was one guy that all the guys had George Foreman. There's one guy that learned how to do it. Right? So that's what he was able to do it at Siyah B'yad Yisrael. So it would be no chiyev of tefillah. Anyway, it's also taking apart things. Beis chaburis v'chulu, tana, imi shamash b'neim, shamash b'tzarfon. If there is a waiter between the groups, he can mitzarif them. Eim avarchan ala yayin, the last line of Bisha said, you can't make a brach on wine until you put water in. Why? Because in those days wine was extremely strong, and you have to dilute it. Tana Rabbanan Yayin Achlo Nasal Tochum Mayim. Ein Mavarchan La Bari Priya Gafen Ella Bari Priya Eitz. Before you put wine in it, before you put the water in it, you say Aha Eitz, because it's just natural. It's like nothing was processed yet. Vinothlimi Menuli Yadayim, and you could use it for Natilas Yadayim, 2 days in Rashi. We'll go with the first day, and that is unless it is wine, then it has the status of water. Even May Paris could be used for Nitilas Yadayim. Mishanaslan Sochamayim, Avarla Barpria, Gafen, Vainotulim, and Yadayim. Divra Belazar. That's our Girsa. Bachacham Maumrim, no, Benkach, Benkach, Avarla Barpria, Gafen. You can make Barpria Gafen even earlier. Vainotulim, and Yadayim. And you can't use it for Nitilas Yadayim. Either way, right? It's not water. You have to use water, say the Chachamim. Kaman Azla, Hadamar Shmuel. According to who does Shmuel go? O Sadam Kaltracha Bapas. Shmuel who says, you're allowed to use food for other purposes. So Kimak Rebbe Eliezer, that's like Rebbe Eliezer who says that you could use raw wine, this strong wine, for Netilas Yadayim. So Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, no. Modim Chacham and Rebbe Eliezer, because Shal Bracha, Shem Barachim and Vashi Yitin Lentocha Mayim. There was a period before this. The Chachamim agreed to Rebbe Eliezer by a Koshal Bracha that you should have to put you have to put water in it. My time on Rav Oshia beat on mitzvah and a mufchar. Right, you need mitzvah and a mufchar, and therefore they would agree by a Koshal Bracha. Ul Rabban al Amai Chazi. According to Rabbanan, before you add water into it, what's it roy for? You're going to make a bari priya gafen? So, Amar Zera, chazi lukuraiti. You could use it in a mixture. In a mixture, like we had before, anomlis alontis, it's drinkable just with other ingredients. But it doesn't have to be diluted, and therefore, you can still make a bari priya gafen on it. The Ar Sameach discusses, interestingly, we had earlier, if you have flour of wheat flour, what bracha do you make on that? We had earlier, we paskin. Right, possibly, if you have flour, if you have wheat stalks, you make adama. If you have flour, you make a shahako. And then when you make it into a bread, you make a mizonos. When you make it into mizonos or hamotzi. Say, so, Esther Sameach, why here do you say a ha'etz on the wine? When it's grapes, it's ha'etz. So you should be the same thing. When you crush it before you dilute it, it'd be shahako. And then when you add the water, so then you get to Hagafen. Why don't you do the same thing? And says the Ar Sameach, what, you want to tell me? Because here it's different because you have to do something externally. You have to add the water from the outside. That's what makes a difference. To add the water instead of just processing it itself, I don't like that difference. So says the Ar Sameach, no, I think there's a difference. Because what does it mean, yesh le'iluya achrina? It has a later stage. Says the Ar Sameach, you have to look at kadshim. The Beis HaMikdash is the ultimate ideal area where we use items. And therefore, he says, let me just find the line, V'itachin lomar, de bekimcha, by flour, we say isle ilu yachrina, sheken yasa lechem, shechashiv tfei, de lechem karav gamken ala mizbeach, kemo shtei alechem, v'kadosh behechol kemo lechem apanim, v'tzad mizbeach, nosin chashivus eitzel bracha. Interestingly, the fact that you use it in the base of Migdash. Aval yayin, the chashivus, oshitim bomayim, irak lehevyot. Aval amizbeach, chai kasher dafka, velo mazug. By the base of Migdash, this is in its final state already. That's why you can say a Bari Priya Eitz already on this. You don't say isle ilu yachrina, which would make this into a shahakol. This could be used in the base of Migdash already. And therefore, you wouldn't say a shahakol. You wouldn't say this is a middle state, because this could even be its final state. So why don't you make Hagafen already? It's a good question. Maybe that Hagafen is more of the Birchas Hanen. It's right. It's a good question. Why don't you make Hagafen? Because at least the way we're relating to it, Hedyot also plays a role. But the category, Visli Eluy Achrina, I guess you'd have to look at Hektish. Tanur Rabbanan, Dalal Dvar, Nemru Bapas. Four things are said about bread. Ein Minichin Basar Chayal Apas. You can't put raw meat on a piece of bread. Right? You can put a hamburger that's cooked already. But a raw meat, well, because you're going to ruin the bread. Don't carry a cup of wine over bread, because it might spill and then you'll ruin the bread. You can't throw bread. It's a minhag of avelim to throw bread. But you're not supposed to throw the bread, pass the bread. You can't use the bread to hold up your pot. Right? You can't, bread is supposed to be eaten. Brought in front of them were dates and pomegranates. Shokel Marzutra, he took. Pasak Lakame Dravashi Desisna. And Pasak Lakame, Pasak means he threw it. Desisna, right, is what is Rashi? Or Distana. Rashi says it was a piece of meat. Right, he threw him a piece of meat. You can't throw food. So he passed Tanya. No, it's only bread. bread is the ultimate in food, the staple of society. It's a symbol also, and therefore you can't throw the bread. Vatanya, k'shem she'izokan ha'fas k'achi, ha'zokan ha'sa'ochlin. I, we have a brisa that says that you can't throw any food. Amalei, vatanya, alvi she'izokan ha'fas, ha'zokan ha'sa'ochlin. I have a brisa the other way. Elo lo kasha, ha'midi ba'dimimis, ha'bimidi de lo mimis. It depends if it's the kind of food that becomes disgusting when you throw it. If you can throw it and it's not a problem, okay. If it's you can't throw, like, you know, something that's going to be disgusting and you're not going to eat it. But bread might be separate, even though it won't become disgusting, because bread might have certain symbolic nature. But other types of food, if it's not going to become disgusting, it is okay, says the Gemara. And this relates to what you throw at an afruf or at a bar mitzvah. Right? One should only throw the types of food A, that won't really hurt somebody, and B, that is won't get ruined if it's on the floor. It should be in packages. It should be in its own packages. If it's on the floor, you're going to have to throw it out. So then it's a serious issue. It's about tashkas. Tanur Rabbana finishing this up. Mamshichan yain b'tzino res l'vechazam l'vechala. Similar context. One is allowed to pour wine in the pipes by a wedding, because pouring wine is a symbol of a flowing children and a building of Bayis Neman. So it's allowed to have the wine poured in front of a chazan and a kala. Rashi says you have a base kibble. You have a type of system that it goes over and over again. It's like a fountain. So the wine's not going to the garbage. No, that's why you're allowed to do it. Rabbi Yona here says no, even if it's going to go to the garbage. Because you're doing it for a reason. You're doing it l'shem simin tov. Like throwing the grains some people have at the chazan and kala. V'zarka l'fneim kleis ve'gozim. And also, like we just said, you're allowed to throw the nuts in the summer months, be mosach chama, v'lo be mosach shamim, because then they're going to get ruined. V'loku is kos, you can't throw cookies. V'lo be mosach chama, v'lo be mosach shamim, because that would get ruined. B'maisa, as long as the food is going to remain edible, right, then it would be okay. We can't ruin food actively, because that would be a bizarre of a kaddish baruch. The bizarre of a kaddish baruch. You look in the sefer achinach by the mitzvah of Bal Tashchis in Parsha Shoftim. He talks about we would be denying the goodness that a kaddish baruch gives us. Therefore, we have to make sure to always be careful of how we treat our food. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Figure out exactly what time. Also, we'll continue tomorrow.